Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And, you know, and so he's going to go average.
He also gave a number. No, an average. That is also a number.
Yeah, but I'm just talking about, yeah, you could.
Anna? I'm crushing him this segment.
No.
He was asking me.
I really believe that. Why don't you say, if this guy, so if he's saying, if I'm just saying, if you average 29, only get 29, then I don't think that that counts as over 30.
We'll jump back into this. One other big announcement. If you want to watch this train wreck, you can. Go to the website, 957thegame.com. We are streaming the 9 o'clock hour. Yikes. I don't like looking at myself.
You're looking good, kid.
We are streaming the 9 o'clock hour. Just go to 957thegame.com. It is on the home page. But right now, we go to the phones. He's a 17-year NBA veteran, a two-time All-Star, and former Portland Trailblazer. You can check him out now as the head basketball coach for the University of Portland, Terry Porter, joining Joe Lowe and Dibs on 957 The Game. Coach, welcome to the show, and thanks for your time. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing great this morning, guys. Thank you for having me on. Good morning to you.
Well, thank you so much for coming on. It's a pleasure to get your thoughts on the series between the Blazers and the Warriors. You know, based on what we watched last night, Blazers a little off based on what we've seen. How much do you think we can attribute to the fact that they just played that 7-game series, it concluded Sunday, and they immediately traveled to the Bay Area? I mean, the team's got to be worn out, don't you think?
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm sure that's played a little bit part in regards to their energy. I mean, obviously, there were some breakdowns with their execution. But I think that, they came into that game and didn't have quite the bounce that they normally have. But you also, you always got to give the other team some credit for maybe they did some things right. I think they did a good job of really limiting Damon's ability to really get into the game, really. They didn't let him find a rhythm to that game. And they made some other guys try to beat him, and they didn't have success doing that. They turned him over quite a bit, and that's what they needed to get them out into the open court to get easy baskets.
Who is the likely third scorer for this Portland team? You had Evan Turner emerge last series with a big game. It just hasn't seemed like there's been a consistent third guy. Who does Portland need to lean on to be that third scorer?
Well, there's been a couple candidates that have stepped up. Obviously, inside, Cantor has really been a guy that has really done a good job for him, scoring in the punch and providing some inside toughness, some offensive rebounding, and some scoring. And then on the perimeter, they've had multiple guys step up at different games. Hurd has made some big shots for him off the bench. And so Turner, like you said, played huge down the stretch for him in Denver and was really solid for him. So I don't know if there's, it's not like it's Golden State or, another team that has three clearly identifiable guys who are the top three scorers. They need to kind of find that third guy, and they need to have that guy come every night and prepare and help them with the punch offensively.
Terry, what does Portland have to take away? What positives can they take away from that game? Even though they got beat by 22, what can they work on to kind of balance this game out?
Well, I mean, the small things you can take away is they were into that game into the fourth quarter, 6 points. And you can say Damon didn't have a great game. CJ didn't have a great game. And they still were able to, still be there within striking distance. You talk about being on the road. You want to be in the striking distance. And before – Golden State really took off. And then, some of the schemes they did, I think they didn't have the type of success they were like with some of those schemes. And so they're going to look at those and rethink those and come up with another strategy. It's going to be something that's going to feel more comfortable in helping eliminate it. Curry's effectiveness and Klay's effectiveness. But it's all stemming from the turnovers. It doesn't matter. You turn the ball over 30 times on the road, and it ends up being 30 points to a team that's already so potent that you're not going to be able to come up with anything. The first thing you better do is take care of the ball. And
sure,
that's what you got to do on the road. That's the first and most important thing. You got to take care of the ball. You can't allow teams like that to have second possessions because they will kill you.
Terry Porter, former Portland Trailblazer, joining Jolo and Dibs here on 95.7 The Game. Steph Curry was getting a lot of wide open looks last night in the pick and roll game. Enes Kanter wasn't able to get out to cover him. What do you think the adjustment is to that? How does Terry Stotts respond?
Well, it will be interesting how they do that in the half court. It's always tricky in transition because bigs have been so trained for so many years to sprint back, protect the paint, bro. In today's game, excuse me, their bigs are sprinting back only to the ball handler if they can set a screen. So, you know, Blazers are going to do a better job of meeting their guy higher and being in a position to try to just divert or eliminate their ability to just come off there wide open, make them make another move to try to create some space and then get a shot. I think a couple of times last night he came off and he was wide open. The guard had got screened. And Steph came off that thing wide open just like a, you know, it's a shot like in the gym. It's just a practice shot. So, you know, he's going to make those at a high clip.
What about the idea of playing more physically if you're Portland? You look at what Houston was able to do to Steph Curry, and he had a rough series shooting the ball largely because they played physically on the perimeter. Does that fit with what Portland tries to do defensively?
Well, it's not what Portland's done all year long. It's not what they do. That's not their you know, in regards to, you know, their skill set. You know, Houston's a different team. They can throw different guys at you. I think, obviously, they have some taller guys they can throw at Clay or Curry. But I don't know the physicality part is there. I think that's, you know, you have to look at yourself. And they can be, you know, talk about how they've gotten there. And they've gotten there with their ability to guard and do a decent job on key guys and limit their effectiveness. Now, you're not going to ever be able to stop those guys, but limit, and then they got to do some things at the offensive end and be more creative and get more tools, maybe get to the rim more, attack more, put those guys on their heels and really try to attack the paint. That will open up their three-point shots.
TP, how excited is Portland to really be here? When you lose Nurkic, you see the first series against OKC, people, the talking heads had OKC winning. Then they go to Denver. They take care of that down by 17. Is just it, or have they overachieved with the injuries, or do you think that they belong and do they really have a chance of competing and making this a real series?
Hey, man, in sports, that's why you play the game. If you believe what somebody says on paper, how somebody look on paper, nobody show up. There's always a chance in sports. And so I think they still have confidence in themselves, and that's the most important thing. They've always trusted what they brought to the table and the type of team they are, and they compete. I mean, they're going to compete to the very end. And they have, like so many teams in the league now, you have guys, when you get close to a game, you have a couple guys that can take over a game, and they showed it at different stretches of the playoffs, just like Golden State has. I mean, they have Dame who can definitely take over a game. They have CJ who can take over a game. So them just saying they're happy to be there. No, they're not just happy to be there. They want to continue to fight and continue to play and see if they can continue to, you know, make that next step, and that's to get to a finals. I mean, I think all those guys, Dame, you know, he's talking about the legacy and continue to try to improve on his career, along with CJ, along with that whole team, what's going to be their trademark this year, or kind of the legacy they leave for this year. And I think they want to try to, you know, continue to push the envelope and continue to do the things that made them get this far and trust it.
Terry Porter, former Portland Trailblazer, joining us here on 95.7 The Game. How does this Warrior team compare to the Warrior teams you competed against back in the 90s?
It's a little bit different. I mean, obviously the style is somewhat different. I mean, a three-point shot is just, that's been a whole new different weapon. I mean, we never played with a three-point shot. We, you know, it was about get the ball, drive it to the rim, or throw the ball in the post. I mean, those guys, today's guys, they, you know, they average probably eight to ten threes a game. You go back and look at the numbers, the best three-point shooters back in those eras, they're only averaging about three or four threes a game. And it's just a different mindset. It's just a new different game. The rules have kind of, you know, invited that and changed that a little bit. But the teams, you know, I think, again, it's a championship-caliber team. They've got guys who are all about winning. They've got guys who play critical roles. that you don't always have to check the box score to see how the impact how they impact the game. And then you have the big three. I mean, that's all, you know, those guys do everything they need to do at the offensive end, and everybody else fills in when they can.
17-year NBA veteran, two-time All-Star, former Portland Trailblazer. You can check him out now as the head basketball coach for the University of Portland, Terry Porter. Kind enough to spend some time with us here on 95.7 The Game. Coach, we appreciate it, man. Great insight. Take care, and hopefully we can do it again soon.
All right. Sounds good, guys. Enjoy the playoffs. This is some great series. I'm looking forward to it.
You as well. Thanks again, Coach.
All right.
Warrior playoff coverage on 95.7 The Game is presented by our friends at Great Clips, proud partner of the Golden State Warriors. Might as well bring this into play right now. Today's Take Your Pick poll question brought to you by FH Daily Chevrolet, up on the website 957thegame.com, where you can also find this hour live streaming. Hey, everybody. This camera over there. Hey, everybody.
I think we should stop streaming. I think effective immediately. When you look at the text line, Joe, and they gave me one that...
The Chilton Auto Body text line on 95795. Thank you, Lo.
Yeah, and they said, Lo looks like he's getting ready to sell me a mixtape for $5. That's just, I mean, you're streaming out there and that's what you got?
That, I'm afraid, is a text of the day nominee. We have to acknowledge it with the proper sound effect. It's in my contract. I don't have it with me, but trust me, it's in there.
Of the people watching who are also choosing to text... It is unanimous that they have nothing nice to say.
Sounds about right.
On this Warrior Wednesday, brought to you by our friends at Freeman's Appliance, a trusted name in the Bay Area since 1922. By the way, for those of you who missed at 8, you can still get in on the opportunity to win tickets to Game 2 of the Western Conference Finals. Go to Realtor.com/Warriors, Realtor.com/Warriors. Enter the code word Dubs, D-U-B-S, Dubs. Do that, and you're in. You also have an opportunity tomorrow at 8 a.m. to do it as well. Back to the Take Your Pick poll question, brought to you by FH Daily Chevrolet, up on the website now, 957thegame.com. Will Kevin Durant play in this series, yes or no?
I'm still on yes, Joe, and I think it'll be a get-you-right, feeling-good Game 5 back at home. It'll be enough time since the injury. And I think that he will want to get some court time ahead of the NBA Finals. So even if they find themselves up 3-1 and he hasn't played, I think the thinking is go ahead and play him, see where he's at. And if you end the series in 5, I think you'll have about a week before the NBA Finals. The earliest date it could start would be May 30th.
May 30th. All right. So you see him back in this series?
I do, yes.
All right. Do you see him back in this series?
No, I don't. I think when you look at KD and you think about what you heard Doris Burke last night on the call, talked about he's not looking like he's ready to play, saying he does no sign of when he's coming back. He's not on the court. I just think that you got to look at people's got to keep this in perspective. And say, oh, yeah, KD's coming back. He needs to take care of himself. You got a grade 1, grade 2, you know, strained calf, Dorner torn. So I don't think that this guy is going to be in such a hurry to come back to go through the offseason, you know, maybe getting treatment all the time. This guy's going to be a free agent, whether he comes back or he doesn't come back. I just don't know if this guy's going to play, and I definitely don't think he's going to play this series.
Can they win the title without him? And second part to that question, who would be the better matchup in the finals for them? If you're rooting for the Warriors to win, but Kevin Durant is not going to play the rest of the way out, who would you rather see them play in the finals?
I would rather see Giannis.
Really? So you see Toronto as the bigger threat,
yeah,
the better team?
Because you got to realize Giannis can't play Steph or Clay. He's not going to be on either one of those guys, but Kawhi can. Kawhi can create more. Giannis is a guy, he's a bull in a china shop. He doesn't necessarily have the range. Can he shoot the three at times? Yeah, but is he really? No. You look at Kawhi. Kawhi plays both sides of the court. Kawhi can get guys involved more. You got to realize who you're playing against. Giannis. Giannis is a guy who wants to penetrate and at times take it all the way or kick. So I just think that it'd be better off for them to play Giannis.
Starting a team right now, who would you rather build around, Giannis or Leonard?
Oh, for me, it's Kawhi.
Kawhi Leonard.
It's Giannis.
Giannis.
You know.
Giannis.
You know.
All right, just curious.
Yeehaw!
Add Steph Curry to that mix. Steph, Giannis, Kawhi. Who would you rather build around?
Oh, right now, it's still Kawhi.
Still Kawhi?
Yeah.
Steph.
Steph?
It's still Giannis for me.
Still Giannis. Interesting. You were the only one that changed there. Okay.
Don't let the Greek consulate know. I would hate for you to lose your Greek status so close to the Greek festival for turning against your own like that.
The honesty, though.
I am
is appreciated.
Honest.
Honesty.
I am honest.
Where would you go with that in the same scenarios? Kawhi Giannis, and Stefan. As I try to sound like Anna with my pronunciation.
Giannis in the Giannis Kawhi. The Steph one gets interesting because he's older. So you have to figure in, if we're going to take all that into account, which we are, we're not just putting them all at the same age, I'd probably go with Steph. And I'd sit there and go, and then I'd realize, you know what, I'm fine. I just need to find some guys around. The way the guy moves, the way he shoots, the way he facilitates, the way he works well with others, everything that comes with it, leader, community guy, if I'm getting him, I'm not going to sit there and go, man, I may have made a mistake. Man, I don't know. Maybe I should have gone with Giannis.
Right.
Giannis can ball. He's got a bright future ahead of him. I've already seen the finished product in Steph Curry. And maybe there's less upside down the road next 3, 5, 10 years. I'd go with Steph, though. But Giannis over Leonard. But it's tough. It's tough. I see where you're going with that. What? Giannis is, how many guys can guard him? How many guys in the NBA can? Now, I know Horford had a great game one against him last time
out.
Not
a lot.
Right.
So that's what I'm trying to figure out. I mean, Leonard just seemed to be getting open 12-footer after open 12-footer against Philadelphia. Newsflash, might want to put a body on him. If only you had some freakish 6'10 point guard who doesn't expel any energy on the other end of the court because he doesn't play offense, maybe you might. Oh, man, if only they had drafted Ben Simmons.
What can Steph?
Oh, wait. They did.
Yeah. What can Steph do that? What can Steph do that Leonard can't? I mean, when you think about those two, when you're talking about just
the three would be where I would start. The proficiency from three, that's the way the league is moving. That's what I'd want. And what I saw last night, I mean, what I've seen the last two games, Kevin Durant goes down and they haven't missed a beat. What's the overall record now? 30-4 when Steph plays and Durant doesn't? 28-1
right,
over the last
29.
That's insane. Now, there are a lot of dogpile teams in there that mean nothing. You probably went up against the Bulls, maybe in one of those spots. Maybe the Knicks, maybe the Heat. Who knows? But that's an incredible mark. Incredible.
Kawhi will average more than Steph in the playoffs. If he wants to do it in a season, he could. Kawhi can create.
Is this Steph with KD or without KD?
With or without. It doesn't matter. If Kawhi, I think Kawhi can create shots. Besides KD, he's one of the best jump shooters that turnaround jumper or just being facing guys up. I think he elevates. You don't see a shot. Very rarely do you see him blocked.
You should watch Kobe's details on him on ESPN Plus. He's been rolling him out. He's got Dame. He's got Giannis. He did Harden. Yeah. He did Kawhi. It's really good.
He's the guy can play defense. He can guard 1 through 4, and he's solid, man, and his jump shot is unbelievable. He can create. I like him, and I'm not no slight to Steph. I think Steph's
right.
Way better 3-point shooter. Now I agree with you guys there, but just if you're saying if all these guys, I don't care, put them the same age, the age they are right now, Kawhi.
Kawhi right now, 31.8 points a game in the playoffs, 8.5 rebounds, 3.6 assists, a steal. Oh, by the way, shooting 54% from the floor and 41% from three. So, and that doesn't even take into account, other than the steals, the fact that he is a lockdown defender.
He's a bad boy.
So,
it's a shame that Durant got hurt, because the trajectory for the playoffs that Durant was on and Kawhi was on, if they had met in the finals, the storyline would have been incredible. Like two guys scoring well above 30 and just doing it all. And it's not to discount any of the teammates.
Right.
But those are just two highly prolific offensive postseason runs in which these guys would be going against each other. Those are great stories. I mean, we're on the cusp of the first time in this entire run we're not going to see LeBron James. Like, we all knew this was coming, but it's going to be a very different feel around the NBA Finals this year.
It is.
I mean, LeBron's probably like three movies deep into his postseason. He's been off for so long.
Yeah, still trying to get that Space Jam 2 out there. You hang in there, Bronny.
Having
see if you
podcasting.
Can't make that happen. He spent a lot of time in the AAU. I was showing Joe Lowe when he went to go see Bronny Jr. play in his AAU game against some of the best 15-year-olds in the country. 1,000 people in this gym.
Wow.
Crazy. They have a 7-footer who's an 8th grader on this team.
How Junior look?
Decent? Junior looked okay.
Okay.
You know, Junior's not the best player on his team or the best player on the court, but he belongs.
He looked like he belonged, though?
Yes.
Okay. It's so ridiculous how good some of these kids are. They're just long and lengthy, and they've got jumpers, and they can dunk, and they can defend. And he's showing me this. It's just, they're so
crazy.
Good. And they're so young.
This kid's a 6'8 freshman.
6'8.
Wow.
He's the best freshman in the country, they say, who Bronny was going up against. And Bronny's got a kid on his team who's a 7 foot eighth grader.
7 foot eighth grader.
Think about that. 14 years old, and you're already basically 7 feet tall. It's just, it's crazy.
The bowl?
No, but his son actually.
Yeah, I actually felt bad for the kid.
Rest in
Think
peace.
About that. You've got this great trajectory for basketball, but then at the same time, life's got to be uncomfortable when you're 14 and you're 7 feet tall.
You ain't sneaking up on nobody.
Imagine fitting in those desks.
Right.
Those are tiny.
Oh, he doesn't sit in there.
They still do it like that at school?
They got something special
I
for
think
him.
So.
That'd be brutal.
Yeah, absolutely.
Manute's son is in the draft, though. Bol Bol, who went to Oregon.
Projected top 15?
Yeah, possible lottery pick. So as we bring it all the way back to the lottery and we come all the way around the horn, to your point, Bol Bol is, I think, 7'3", kid out of Oregon.
Yeah.
How do you think the league feels about the way the draft played out last night? Or the lottery, I should say. New Orleans, number one, they had a 6% chance. Based on the math, they should have gone 7th. The top three teams were all tied. It was the Knicks at 14%, the Cavs at 14%, and the Suns at 14% to get the number one pick. It ends up being New Orleans, followed by Memphis, followed by the Knicks. If you're Adam Silver in the league, do you feel good, bad, indifferent as to how that played out last
you
night?
You feel bad. I mean, you're happy for New Orleans, but you feel bad for the league because nothing would have been better than Zion in L.A. or in New York, and instead, you might as well be in witness protection down there in the bayou because it's not a very good NBA town.
Now, on the flip side of this, you can take a town that, you know, is in a market that you would like to see succeed, and hopefully, like Cleveland, not exactly a major market, LeBron showed up there, put them on the map. Maybe he can go there and raise up one of the low-level franchises, but it's not going to be easy. You think the league's happy or sad with it?
I think the league is happy. I think that they understand that because we all morning long, you guys, and we've been talking about a guy named KD. And according to a lot of people out there, they're saying that he's going to go to New York. So New York's going to get there. They're going to get their sweet. They're going to get their sweet deal done. They got room for two max players. So they're going to get a superstar in New York. And you look at New Orleans, who needed more? You look at New Orleans as a market where your big man may be leaving, Anthony Davis, Unibrow, a.k.a. Unibrow, don't want to necessarily be there. So now you went out and got a Zion, a guy who's probably is going, and we haven't seen a talent like that since people are saying since LeBron. So I think the league's okay with it.
Start looking ahead to game two and all that good stuff next. It's brought to you by Fremont Bank, full service banking, no compromises. Here's Anna with what's coming up on the game.
All right, thanks, Joe. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by your local Mercedes-Benz dealer. Chef Curry was cooking last night. 36 points, 27 of those from beyond the arc as the Warriors take game one of the Western Conference Finals after a dominant victory over Portland. Steve Kerr is now 18-1 in game one. The head coach will join the Dave and Bruce Show today at 5. He'll also talk about the return of Damian Jones and how he expects Portland to adjust as game two is tomorrow at Roracle. Listen to all the action right here on 95.7 The Game. And we have your chance to win tickets to game two. If you missed the keyword this morning, well, here it is again. First off, go to realtor.com/warriors and enter the word dubs for your chance to win. Again, enter the word dubs at realtor.com/warriors. We'll give out one more keyword tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. At the NBA draft lottery last night, the Pelicans were awarded the number one pick, followed by the Grizzlies, Knicks, and Lakers. The guys will discuss the lottery next and how it could affect KD's future. Plus, bet 162 and whatever other craziness we have. I'm Anna Kagadaikis on the Bay Area's number one sports station, 95.7 The Game.
Joe Lowendibs continues on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome back on this Wu-Tang Wednesday to a segment sponsored by Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill. Visit Friedman's Appliance, magnificent 25,000 square foot showroom, and find more at friedmansappliance.com. From the 415 on the Chilton Auto Body text line, holy crap, you went from 8 o'clock hour shenanigans to on-stream top-notch performances, hashtag versatile. Yeah, I mean, are you new here? We are very complex people. We're very deep. We're very layered, very interesting, noble, classy, all
whatever,
adjectives.
Whatever.
I said we.
Yeah.
You don't consider yourself noble and classy?
Noble. I think that classy, I think that we could all step it up at times. I speak for us all, right? Right, Daniel?
No, it's really like a swimming pool, though. Yeah, you speak for yourself on that. I don't think I could
like
be
a
any
swimming
classic. Yeah, you have the shallow end, you have the deep end. Sometimes you're in the shallow end, we're fooling around, and it's very lighthearted. Other times we get deep, we go into the deeper part of the pool. The shell's like a swimming pool. You can get in, you can get out.
I don't care
you're
for
wet,
it.
You're dry. All right.
I don't care for the analogy.
Huh? It's not very classy of you. There's always this too.
Yeah,
the 5-yarder you're on the hook for.
Go ahead and explain it. Lay it out.
Yeah, Anna was trying to do her thing, her due diligence, and you somehow stumbled bull in a china shop into a coffee cup and clangity clanged your way out of the segment. So we had to point it out, and we want to bring everyone in on it because I brought the flag out and I asked Lowe if he wanted to do the honors and. He passed, of course.
No, I didn't pass.
You don't want to come at the king. You come at me all day, but God forbid we come at Joe.
That's your king. I only got one true king. Hallelujah.
Yeah, you King know James. Yes, King James.
No, he took forever.
That's your only king.
Oh, my God.
Your swing king.
There you go.
The king of swing.
All right. You're on TV. Calm down. This is ridiculous.
Show them how you take your headphones off.
They're fighting over the stupidest crap.
Right. They got to see you at your finest.
It's my finest hour.
Right.
Is Steinmetz coming in here at 9:45?
When day parts collide, yes. We have to put an end to this feud that somehow developed between you two.
What feud?
The feud where he came at you without really invoking your name, and then you came at him without really... directly assaulting him?
No, I directly assaulted him. I went right at him. He used the classic straw man technique. He needed to prop up an argument, so he just put a straw man up there. It turned out to be me, but he wouldn't put my name on it. I didn't take kindly to it. I was sitting outside, so I fired off a text, and I put him on tilt.
Wow.
And he was on tilt the rest of the show. I can't repeat what the text said, because it was quite graphic and quite vulgar.
Did you put your name on the text?
No, but my number's on it, so look it up.
Because he memorized it.
Yeah, I put my number on it. It's my cell phone number. Our cell phones are the most important thing in our lives these days. If my cell phone number's on it, that's as good as gold.
Isn't that interesting? Less than 3 minutes ago, talked about maybe class.
And noble.
And noble, but that's what I was saying. You put something out there that was a little bit tasteless, a little class. You said some things that probably shouldn't be repeated.
Your point is?
Class! We're talking about...
I think it serves my analogy even stronger about the swimming pool. Sometimes it's chlorinated, sometimes it's not. Sometimes the leaf basket's
I'm still not willing to get behind that.
Maybe you need a vacuum.
Swimming pool.
You got to scrub the side of
it. Swimming pool. There's a deep end and a shallow end. Wow.
Wow.
That's a versatile show.
What?
I mean, with two options, however will I decide?
There's also the part in the middle where it's not quite shallow or deep anymore, you know. And
kind of like that.
Yeah. All of a sudden, you can't touch the bottom anymore.
I like that part.
You doggy paddle into the side because you don't know how to swim too well.
It's a happy day. It's a happy day because we're feeling well coming off a win. 126 was not what the Warriors scored yesterday. It's 116. 116-94 against Portland. Closer than it appeared. We've touched on that, but we haven't really dove headfirst into it. But now that we're getting to the deep end of said pool,
thank you.
We don't have to worry about injuring ourselves. We can dive headfirst into this pool. The fact that that game played out the way it did, Portland looked as bad as they did. They shot as poorly as they did. They turned it over as many times as they did. And it was still within striking distance for a very long time. How worrisome should that be for Warrior fans?
I think that they just have to take everything in consideration. First thing you got to say is, why did they turn over the ball that many times? Because the Warriors were playing stifling defense. They were jumping in lanes. They were doubling. They were getting guys uncomfortable. You saw CJ passes, careless passes, and the Warriors are going the opposite way for fast breaks. You saw a team, because of the pressure that they put with the defense, it really baffled Portland. So should you be concerned? I think you should be concerned to think that not is it going to be a 22-point win victory again? I don't think that will happen. But if you watch the way that Portland, the carelessness in which they took care of the ball because of pressure that the Warriors did, that should say, wow, you know that's not going to happen. 31 points were scored by the Warriors on fast breaks, turnovers. So you look at that and you say, man, if they can cut that in half, this is a better ball game. And like you said, going into the fourth quarter, they were only down by 6.
Right.
And it ended up turning to 16, the motorboating. But I just thought that the Portland could play a lot better, especially just taking care of the ball.
Yeah,
Daniel.
And the way it happened, the way it went from 6 to 20-plus was,
fast.
That's the thing. If you're Portland, you look at it, you go, okay, if that happens again, we're in real trouble because it's Jarebko who hits a couple free throws. Quinn Cook drills one from 24 feet. Klay knocks one down mid-range, fine. But then it's another Quinn Cook shot, this from 28 feet. So you got Cook with 2 3 balls. Jarebko appears and hits a couple of free throws. All of a sudden, you find yourself down 11, and the boating is underway. So if you're Terry Stotts, you think, all right, if Quinn Cook is knocking down threes and Jarebko is making an impact, we're in real trouble. You would expect, Joe, with the regression that you always talk about, that Quinn Cook is probably not going to come out and light you up game after game.
I would say that that's one thing to consider. I'd look at the shooting numbers from game one, too, and I'd pay very particular attention to both sides of the equation. The Warriors shot 51.5% from deep. They shot 50% from the field. That doesn't happen. 51% from deep, 17 of 33. During the regular season, if you can shoot 38% from deep, you're at the top of the food chain in the NBA. So to go that far above and beyond, there's going to be a regression coming. Those are not sustainable numbers. That's fine. That's absolutely fine. But then you couple it with Portland, 7 of 28 from deep, 25%. Also not sustainable. They can't be that bad on a consistent basis. Those numbers will come up. The Warrior numbers will come down. Turnovers, 21 for Portland, 14 for the Warriors. That minus 7 differential won't be there every game. So if the shooting numbers both regress and the turnover numbers flip a little bit, we're going to have a much more competitive game. Especially if the Warriors wear down a little bit. They came into that game relatively fresh. They were playing at home. You flip the scenario. You're talking about Quinn Cook. You go on the road where role players play a little bit better playing at home. Suddenly you've got yourself a situation where we could have a series. Chilton Auto Body text line just pointed this out. We haven't really mentioned it today. It was nice to watch a game without everyone complaining at every single turn. Last night, I believe there was one moment I saw Steph talking to the official, but it looked like a conversation. I saw Lillard talking to the official at one moment. That was it. It wasn't a story. Like, we didn't have to announce who the officials were going to be and what was going to happen and whether or not there was a conspiracy. We just watched a basketball game last night.
Right.
I don't think it was a particularly great basketball game.
It wasn't.
Both teams were a little sloppy at times, right. But I'll take it. I'll certainly take that over Jimbo and Little Chris.
Yeah,
that nonsense you deal with on a regular basis.
I love that, Jimbo and Little Chris. And it wasn't. It wasn't a lot of palms.
It's copyright and trademark, so,
well,
you know,
good
back
you.
Up.
Just like Demita. Demita's copyright and trademark.
You did have it.
Dibs is starting to come
coming
around.
Back around on that?
No.
He is.
No, after he...
Get on both knees.
See,
and
again.
And pray.
Again, and earlier you
bend
made...
the knee!
Earlier you made a racial comment as it pertained to whether or not I was going to warm to Demita. So not only am I rejecting your entire approach out of hand, but also... the media itself. So no, Lo, I will not be bending the knee. I will not be coming over to your side, especially after the inflammatory remarks you made earlier in this program. As I use your own
Steinmetz
material against you.
Steinmetz is coming in a few minutes. He refers to it as the media, and that's a close friend of yours.
Very close friend of yours.
Becoming less and less of a close friend and more of just a good acquaintance. He's moving into the friend zone, shall we say.
It's just great that you said he was starting to get you to turn a little bit. He was, so it's great that... sometimes it takes support from my other brother to get you going, Steinmetz and that. So,
That was not the point I made in the story because I was at Karika Park yesterday, which is in Alameda, a.k.a. the island, and it was a collection of other people who were telling me about the media and how they listen to the program and how they think it's so great.
So just to be clear, Please. Listeners of the program, fans of what we do for a living, come up to you. They approach you in Alameda. They reference it as the Mita, and you're still going to be defiant and refuse to accept that. These are our listeners.
Yes, they are.
We
good
care
listeners,
about them.
Too. Great people out there at Karika Park, and these are
and
some...
in the Mita in general. Great people in the Mita.
The island of Alameda.
You can have more than one nickname.
Yes.
You can, Coach, but that doesn't mean that has to be one of them. So that's all right. We can make this about me. You can make this about... white people or people of color, all you want, Lo, but I'm not ready to cave in. I'm not ready to bend the knee. Now, for you and your Blazers and 7 prediction, there's one that maybe you can capitulate on because you're in real trouble on that one.
Yeah, and the expiration date on that is about 10 minutes from now. For those who are just tuning in, Lo picked the Warriors in 7 for the series. We gave him the opportunity to blackjack surrender, but given what's going on in the world right now, we're not calling it blackjack surrender. We are calling it bending the knee. He has the chance to avoid a funeral if he bends the knee, and then we will all move on. You have since refused to bend the knee, which is completely your right. But with a few minutes to go in the program today, I want to present one last opportunity for you.
I don't see why you would let someone like change their mind. We're a show that believes in second and third chances. We're a show that
we're open-minded and progressive.
Yes. So if someone changes their mind or their opinion, why should they have to bend a knee? I just don't.
It's an acknowledgement. It's a figurative acknowledgement of the changing of the positions.
We locked it in too. So we did all lock it in. We all locked in our picks. So yeah.
Thank you, Anna. That's a great point. We did lock it in.
The only way to unlock the door is the bending of the knee. Mm-hmm.
That's like a key. A bending of the knee key, so to speak.
Yeah, I'm going to stick
to the pool analogy.
Yeah. Thank you.
I'm looking for the ladder so I can climb out. I think it's Adult Swim right now, Coach.
Don't go pee in there or the water will turn purple. My uncle used to always say.
I've seen that happen. It was one time at Billy's house.
Purple, green, whatever. And I remember the second my uncle told me that, and I remember, he might even be listening. He's a huge fan. I love you, Uncle Tom. But I remember him, no one go pee in that pool. It'll turn purple. And we'll know and we'll throw you out. And I looked up and I was like, find out about that right now.
Oh, I could see.
Guess what? Nothing turned purple.
I can see it. No wonder why you're a poker player. As a 7-year-old, he's like, Uncle Tom, I'm going to call that bluff.
Well, towards 13 or 14 there. A little bit older in that scenario there.
That's a strong bluff to call, though, because if, in fact, it's that one. Because we've all heard about that in every single pool. Yeah. I don't know if we've ever seen that from either yourself or someone else, but yet, in the back of your mind, there's always that fear of this one time in this one pool, what if, right?
Well, I'm married now, so I don't really care about things like that.
You got kids, too. You let it fly. You know? That must have been Chubbs.
Yeah, okay.
Chubbs, swim over here. I need some cover.
The movie with Adam Sandler and all them, they use it. But is it true or is it an old wives' tale? Like, does that chemical exist? Someone's going to spend the money to put a chemical in their pool where it detects urine, everything turns purple?
Yeah, I don't believe that there is such a chemical. I don't believe so. And I guess in 30 seconds when somebody on the text line, I'll get funeralized for it, but I don't believe that there is such a chemical.
Let them know. Hit the text line. Let them know that there is a chemical, if there is or not. And Anna's already looking it up, and she thinks it is.
Well, let me ask you something. If someone goes on the text line and says there is, we're just going to accept that as gospel? We don't know who the hell these people are. Speaking of which, Matt Steinmetz, you can catch him 10 to noon every day. He does a terrific job down there with Daryl the Guru Johnson.
It's overrated.
Joining us in studio now. Sonny, I have no idea what this is about. Dibley said he was bringing you on to the show, so someone else is going to have to quarterback this thing at the current moment.
Yeah, this is when day parts collide. And I know that yesterday, Steiny, you were very critical over the idea of making predictions.
Yeah.
And that is a hallmark of this program, and
we may have
taken umbrage at that.
And just to be clear, you know about this, how you were so fast out the door. How were you aware of anything that was happening?
I stayed till about 10-11, Joe, and I'm I'm really in tune with what you do and what goes on after the fact. And apparently you felt affronted that Steinmetz was calling you out, not by name.
Oh, never
and
by
so,
name.
Never kidding? By name.
Yeah, it's a total straw man argument. Oh, what are you doing? You can put
huge,
my name on it?
Huge cowardice.
One of these radio tough guys, 10 to noon, you know? Yeah.
I was yelling at Curly. I told him, tell him he can put the name on it. It's okay. It was 100% honest what you were saying.
So I'm giving you the opportunity to come in here and, you know, to apologize to our program for basically urinating on a pillar of what we do, which is hypotheticals and predictions.
I'm not requiring an apology.
Thank you.
I'm not requiring it either. I'm just giving him the opportunity as a radio tough guy to come in and make it right.
I thought we were talking about something else. It was that other thing we were talking about, but now I can't remember what that was supposed to be.
What was the other thing?
What was the other thing?
Well, if it's the pool water, I do have an answer for you afterwards.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
Hey,
good tease.
I do have an answer. Are you excited that the Warriors, they clinched the best of one last night?
Exactly.
They move on after the one-game series,
thank
right?
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm with you, Love.
Oh, my God.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, I'm with you, Love.
Here we go. So there's trouble on the horizon, I take it?
Yeah, there's trouble on the horizon. I've got to stick with Lowe. You know why I'm going to stick with Lowe? Because he can be a great blocking fullback. I won't hear any of it. You know what? I think the Warriors are in big trouble. That's what I think. I think they're in big trouble, Lowe. I think they may lose this series. You going to block for me?
That's a perfect low take. I think they may lose this series. That's about as milquetoast
as
it gets.
How about this one I had yesterday? If Portland plays well and Durant doesn't come back, this is going to be a good series.
I do remember hearing that. I found that to be
10-12, everybody. All right, clearly I'm great.
Hold on. Why are you so against predictions? Why are you so mad about making predictions?
It's not so much predictions, but I've been. All right, we have a guy on the show who remained nameless. Warriors beat Rockets in Game One. Oh, it's going to be a sweep. Five at the most. Sweep. This is a joke. Houston stinks.
Guru.
Wow. No, not Guru.
Yeah. This is me. He's laying out me because I was all over the place in that series.
Not you. It's 12-3 guy.
Oh,
12-3 guy. Yeah, all of a sudden it's 2-2. Now we're done. It's over. Can't win without Durant. And they win. It's like, man, never can't ever give up on the Warriors. Part of the champion.
Dibs, he's in Tahoe right now.
That's an excellent point right there.
I'm sorry for being so vulgar to you on the Chill Nobody text line yesterday.
As long as we're killing our own right now.
Exactly.
You know, who haven't I said anything? Cole, you know who else Cole's pissing more, me off? Cole, Damon.
Colesmore came in here and did this. Oh, this is going to be a sweep.
Coles is another one.
Oh. So you just shut your yapper.
Don't get me starting the weekend crew either. Kolsky.
Let me tell you about Covey for a minute.
Kolsky just had a kid.
Exactly. Exactly. All right, boys.
That's time, ladies and gentlemen. Whatever that was, Joe, I take responsibility.
That was terrific. Absolutely fantastic.
I'll take the blame for that.
More from them 10 to noon. Well, I guess the Warriors are done.
Yeah, man. He's real concerned.
Take away from that. Okay, the answer to this question about the chemical, the water changing color if you, in fact, pee in a pool.
So I actually went to Snopes.com, which actually tests out all like the urban legends and everything. And
what's it called?
Snopes.com.
Snopes.
It's the website. You look it up. If there's an urban legend, they tell you if it's true or false.
Why is it called Snopes, though?
I don't know.
Snopes was already taken.
I think that's a reasonable question.
All right. We'll get into that later. I'll look up about us. Yes.
Well, you're going to filibuster me, and I still got to pick a loser in this damn Giants game.
All right. Well, listen.
All right. Well, what happened?
Okay. So a special compound added to water in swimming pools will reveal the presence of urine and catch those who pee in the pool. That is false. So they say no matter what your parents might have told you, no magical chemical exists that when added to a swimming pool will reveal the presence of urine in the water by producing a brightly colored cloud.
I knew it. I have called that bluff a dozen times in my life. I knew it.
That means he's peed in a dozen pools, by the way.
Exactly. Way more than that. I'm just saying I've called the bluff.
Oh, man.
There's a day in Vegas where, like, when you live
that
there,
pool must just be.
You celebrate certain days. Like, the first time it hits 116 for the year, which used to be the all-time high, it's going to be 116. People are like, you know what? Let's get together. Let's rent a cabana at one of the, like, off-strip properties. We'll all go. We'll hang out in the pool
all day.
So you go, and I remember this clear as day, bunch of guys, bunch of girls, bunch of couples that we hung out with.
Right.
And we're all just in the pool all day. And it took hours until the girls realized they were consistently leaving to go to the bathroom, and none of the guys at any point were going to the bathroom, but we were all drinking all day. And at one point, one of them looks up and is like, how come none of you have gone to the bathroom? And you see a bunch of people looking at each other, and it's like, some questions should not be asked.
Yeah, right. That's the worst.
And then everyone was gross.
Because you could go to the bathroom, but why take chances? You know that everyone's going to be swooping in, so you're like, let me just stay out here with the gals. Exactly. There you go.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're just trying to get some sun. I don't have time to be getting out and going to the bathroom. Yes, it's really about apathy. That's really what it comes down to. The idea of I got to get out, I got to dry off, I got to go to the bathroom, probably stand in a line, some drunk may puke on me, a million things are going on. No, I'm just going to go there. And you know what? Tough. It's America. Now, if this were one of those countries that was way more strict, you know, maybe something would happen. All right, bet 162.
Yes, can't wait.
Milestone on the way. We're close to down $2,000, which has not happened yet. Thank you, Dibs.
Sure. I tried to punctuate that.
All right.
You know, for everyone who's rooting against you,
which is everyone.
Virtually.
Like I said, from the beginning, I've maintained even Hitler had supporters. I have none in this case. We're down exactly $1,700, a clean $1,700 in the red.
Wow.
After yesterday's loss. Big mistake. I thought the Giants could win that game. Against a guy who's one of the worst pitchers in the league, the Giants managed a small pittance of runs. But don't worry. It's a park that no one can hit home runs in.
Right.
Except for this guy who just got called up. He hit two. Today, there's a bit of an issue, or at least there was at last glance. Okay, they did announce the Anna. You picked this. I don't want to pick this today.
What was it?
I mean, what are you interested in?
Giants.
Interested
and
in the over under?
Sure. We'll
it is 7.5.
Okay, 7.5. Let's go with the under.
You want to go with the under today?
Yeehaw!
2 units under 7.5, minus 110. Risk 220 to win 200. We're going under 7.5. If it hits, naturally it's on me. If it misses, take it up with Anna.
Yeah, and in typical fashion, with an Anna pick, rain is likely. So
that's right.
This game, in fact,
to rain today. That would be perfect.
Right on theme.
Oh my God, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, right on brand. I thought that's why you were going to Anna for the pick, because rain's in the forecast.
I can't handle making these picks every day. I'm so twisted up. I have no idea what to make of this. I don't even know who's pitching. Who's S. Anderson? Anyone? Who's S. Anderson pitching for the Giants?
Mr. Anderson.
Yeah, what is this? Steve?
Mr. Anderson.
Old Steve.
Sevy? Is it Sevy Anderson?
Samuel.
Honestly, what is his name? Does anyone know?
Sebastian?
That's a problem. Not for us. For them. Sean. We're done. It's over. Sean Anderson? The Sean Anderson from like years ago? I guess still around?
He throws his hands up back there.
Thanks, nice guy.
Good producing.
Done. Over. Steinmetz Guru next. Tim Roy is going to join him at 11. Apparently the sky is falling. Stay tuned to find out why. Dibs, Ann, and Lowe. I'm Joe. Thanks for hanging out with us today, everyone. Greatly appreciate it as always. We will see you tomorrow, 6 a.m. right here on 95.7 The Game.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.